Talking of bins, right? I get into work this morning and there is an aggressive post-it note on my computer screen upstairs saying, "Learn to recycle!" Exclamation mark.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Just now, you or everybody?
Just me. Now,
well, handwritten?
Yeah. Mm. Now, I think that this is from Matt Fincham, who has now suddenly become some kind of eco-warrior. And I can only assume, because in our office now, the normal general bins that we used to have been replaced by different categories.
Yeah, there's no bin anymore.
And
no.
You know, and there's this recycling. Is quite right, and there's ones for plastics, and ones for cans, and ones for general, and
paper,
blah,
and stuff.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yep. Now, I can only assume that yesterday, I must have maybe put my lunch wrappers or something in the wrong bin, and he's decided to go all eco warrior on me and write a post-it note.
So was that peed you off?
I just didn't really understand it. Well, how does he know that it was me that put it in the wrong bin? I mean, it probably was, but how does he know that?
There's a camera.
That's assuming it's
not a camera. He's not going to go through it.
CCTV footage of me with my sandwich wrapper.
Do you know what you should do to get your own back? You should put Matt in a big wheelie bin.
Mm, yeah. Full of cats.
We should dress him as a cat and then put him in a big bin.
I just said learn to recycle.
Was he serious?
What time did he come in?
I don't know.
Nine.
Why don't we go and take his entire desk, the contents of it, and what's on top, and move it onto the pavement outside?
Okay.
That won't bother him, because he's now sat at another desk where his contents are on his previous desk. He hasn't moved them with him, so he wouldn't even notice.
Let's burn them.
Oh, harsh.
Actually, yeah, he'll probably get told off and sent
And you can't do that in the building anyway.
Sprinklers are gone.
Here we go. Right. Text from Matt Fincham.
Yes.
Correct! Exclamation mark. You'd put an envelope with your name on it in the organic waste bin. Grrr.
Oh, what a pillock.
Well, do you know
what a doofus.
The organic bin, people just haven't understood what that's there for.
Mm. Are envelopes not organic?
No. And actually, there's a lot of frustration in the office by this. It's not just Matt's. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I get frustrated about? That, like, if I had to throw something in the bin, I don't know what bin to put stuff in.
Yeah, same.
The big one with the grey one with the open top.
Someone needs to just go for that. I just
want a bin. I want a little bin under my desk, like I used to, so I can throw some stuff in the bin.
Newsbeat's been like that for like 6 months or a year, and it takes you 10 minutes to get rid of your lunch.
I know.
You know what I mean? I don't mean that. Honestly, it's so complicated.
Why do you put a big post-it note on his desk saying, "Move all your crap off this desk"? Mm.
I just can't believe I've been, you know, attacked like this.
I'm so childish. I'd spend the rest of the day putting post-it notes all over him.
And wouldn't you?
One saying, "Kick me," on his back. Mm. One saying, "Get your hair cut, you idiot."
Recycle this.
Yeah. Why don't you recycle your clothes and buy something decent? Because I'm childish like that.
Do you know what
I would do?
What?
I would go upstairs right now, take and swap all the bin contents. I'd put all the recyclable stuff and the non-recyclable stuff. Oh, I'd go mental. Mm.
If you want to throw the office into confusion, just swap the lids.
Really?
People go for the lids. So you'll be putting plastics into the tin.
But I'm going to go now and buy a load of plastic and put them in the tin bin.
In the tin bin?
Yeah, just to annoy him. Can we get a bin, another big wheelie bin, and put it in there? There's a room, and we'll just fill it full of toy cats. And just, we put a camera in there just to see the look on people's faces. So these are plastic, this is paper waste, cats, and this is...
But you know, like, you have people separate all their plastics and all this kind of stuff. When you go to the tip, they all go the same one anyway.
They don't.
Plastics do at R1.
The bin man refuses to pick up your rubbish if it's not in the right bin nowadays.
Not ours, it's not...
Plastics can be recycled.
We can put plastics and cans in the same one in ours.
Well, that's good.
Mm.
What about cats?
No cats.
Right.
No. What about plastic cats?
Yeah. What about tin cats?
Ah, interesting. Mm. Well, tin cats and plastic cats could go in the same
one. The local councils just don't make it helpful either at all. I'm so confused. What if I've got half cat, half dog, but half is made of tin and half is made of plastic? What bin do I put it in then? See, I'm a mad genetic scientist. Mm. That's right. Meow! Clunk. Meow! Clunk. I mean, it's tin legs. Right. It's 7:41. Good morning. Matt Fincham has arrived. Matt Fincham has really peed Dave off by leaving a note on Dave's desk, telling him off for not recycling properly.
Matt is now some kind of self-appointed office eco-warrior, because when I walked in this morning, for those that didn't hear it, there was a post-it note on my computer screen which angrily said, "Learn to recycle!" exclamation mark. In capitals as well, which means that you were shouting.
I had a mini breakdown yesterday and I vented my anger at you.
As people pointed out afterwards, you are actually affecting the planet by wasting post-it notes, writing these stupid notes to me.
You see, I'll put said post-it note in the paper recycling, so...
Oh, you don't, you left it on his desk.
He left it on my screen.
Yeah, but I'll take it off now that he's
seen
the
message. How would you feel, if this is obviously that personal to you, how would you feel if the following happened?
Okay.
Dave put what did Dave do that annoyed you, first of all?
Well, it clearly says on the organic bin, organic waste only. There were three signs on that bin. And there was this big jiffy bag addressed to Dave Vissi, BBC Radio 1, in said bin.
Yeah, but what does organic mean?
It's like food and tea bags and that kind of stuff that you can compost.
Well, it didn't clearly explain that. Maybe Dave thought it was an organic jiffy bag.
Exactly. And also, I thought that, obviously, because it's made of paper, which comes from trees, which must be organic,
Was it in the bin?
Yes, firmly at the bottom. I actually retrieved it. I was like,
why are you going through the bins?
It just upset me yesterday. I don't know why.
No wonder there's so many cock-ups on our show during the day. Because he's too busy going through bins like some kind of weird tramp. So you've written a note to Dave.
Yeah.
Saying what exactly?
Please learn to recycle.
No, it didn't say please. Okay. It said learn to recycle.
Okay, so now what happens if Dave takes that note and A, shoves it in the wrong bin, or B, doesn't recycle it? You have just caused more problems.
But I'll educate him in the way of which bin to put it in, and then it'll all be okay. I'm thinking about the next generation of kids, Nicole.
Oh, shut up. You're just being an eco pain in the backside.
An eco arse.
Yeah. I'm all for,
Dave, you put the wrong thing in the wrong bin. Shut up.
I'm all for recycling and helping the planet. I might have made one mind mistake yesterday.
But you know what bothers me? It's the fact that he's obviously so easily distracted from work or not working hard enough on the show that he's putting his time and effort into this.
I was putting
Here's a guy who I give him a letter to read to see if it's worthy for the show. The dumb ass doesn't even read it. I don't know, you wanted me to read it.
That'd be then the last show you ever do, Matt.
I know, that moment.
Yeah, texting me, going, hey, Gary Barlow, and take that, Robbie, Duvall, let's get Robbie, we should get Gary on the show. Can you call him? How you calling him? Hello? What? Oh, hang on a second. There's something in the wrong bin. Well, let me go over there. Who's putting a kitten in the recycle bin? That goes in the cat bin.
That's horrible, isn't
Apparently,
it?
Apparently, M from Stoke says that post-it notes are not recyclable due to the glue.
Oh!
Really?
That's what she says.
I don't believe that.
I can only pass on this ecological knowledge.
So when was this? Was this on Friday?
It's yesterday.
No, this is yesterday.
Yesterday.
I was dumping my lunch in the organic.
Do you know what? We don't want to know about your...
I was putting my lunch in the bin when I noticed Dave's blunder.
Was it you? And how do you know it was me that put the envelope in there anyway? Anybody could have put that envelope
in
there.
Who else goes to your... envelopes.
That's not the point, but someone else could have done it.
It was you, though, Dave.
Yeah, no, I know it was, but that's not the point.
By the way, the toilet was blocked yesterday, and
the toilet water was
dripping onto the post boxes yesterday.
Seriously.
Oh, what? From the toilet upstairs?
That must be Matt,
Is that the one that Dominic uses?
No.
He uses the basement one, doesn't he?
No,
he goes
to the disabled toilet on the second floor because he says it's bigger and cleaner.
It's true.
There's more room.
How much room does he need?
And you also know as well that he'll go up and down the stairs, he never gets the lift. Still.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm glad that we've cleared this up.
Mm.
Food only in that bin, Dave.
Organic.
Apparently paper is compostable.
I think the word organic is a little bit difficult.
What if it's not organic food?
Yeah, if it's...
That's cool, any type
of food. That would confuse me.
Like processed cheese. Can you put that in there?
Yeah.
That's not clear enough.
Should I change the sign?
Yeah, food. Mm.
Okay.
Why don't we just have one bin for our desk and we put all our crap in there? And at the end of the day, every day, because you care that much,
you
can go through the bin and sort it out.
I'd do that.
Oh, God, really?
I really would.
You're weird.
Mm. Mm. Well,
listen,
in which case...
Listen, hang on, listen. Right, look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
I'm looking.
Why don't you stop faffing about, get your hair cut, wash your hands, and go and find a girlfriend? Stop going through bins and leaving post-it notes for people. Listen, why don't you go out and meet people? Go and get friends.
I do have friends.
You don't have friends.
I care about the planet. That should be applauded, shouldn't it?
And I care about the planet too. I was driving my truck yesterday thinking, I do care about the planet.
You don't have a truck.
Do you have a truck?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, as I was tossing the polystyrene burger box out the window,
don't do that.
I was thinking to myself, I should have recycled that.
Did you make a note of that?
A mental note.
No, written down note.
No, because I don't want to waste ink.
Exactly. And
because the environment is affected by too much wasted ink, okay. I think.
We have a paperless thought process.
Right, okay. Mm.
Whereas Matt has a thoughtless process. By the way, Jo in Belfast says she's right about the sticky stuff on post-it notes.
There you go, you see? I'm passing on
still
facts.
Not believing that. I'm going to check that. Mm.
That's what they say.
Lots of people are telling me to get a lot.
Oh, people did say that we should get the bins and tip it on your desk with a note saying, recycle this.
I'd love that.
That'd be fair.
We should do that now while you're in here. That'd be really funny. well, thank you, Matt and Dave. So, Dave, are you going to recycle more?
I genuinely try and recycle as much as I can, but yesterday I must have made a mistake with my placing of my...
By the way, if you really cared that much, where is my love? Where's my note on my desk saying, brilliant, keep up the good work?
Oh, yeah, I should
I've been recycling material on the show for years.
Yeah, it's true. There's gags that were written in 1998 that we still use.
Using the same old stuff again and again and again. Mm. Where's my reward?
You're up for the Greenpeace Award, actually.
Damn right. The Greenpeace Award for lazy radio.
Yeah. Isn't Greenpeace about saving whales and stuff?
I've also saved a whale. I saved a whale. I did. I just don't like to talk about it. Mm. I saw a woman put a whale in a wheelie bin.
A whale in a wheelie bin?
And I went, oi! And I opened, and I got the whale out, and sorted it. It was fine in the end.
But that was not a wheelie bin. That's a whaley bin.
No. That's what it was. It was the cat litter bin and the whaley bin.
Yeah. Whaley?
Honestly, no, really. No. I'd like to know what's happening on Radio 1 for the rest of the day.